Good morning, this is Alec, Stella, and Em with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, a major search for an 18-year-old off the coast of Bodina Beach on the Sunshine Coast has restarted. An alarm was first raised at about 4 PM yesterday afternoon, shortly after the teenager entered the water. The search was called off more than 5 hours later with the intention to restart it this morning. A helicopter, 4 jet skis, 4 inflatable dinghies, a police boat, 2 Coast Guard boats, and the Life Flight Rescue Helicopter are now searching along the coast, from Mooloolaba Spit to the south of Kwinana. In other local news, Queensland's CFMEU inquiry suspects a Gold Coast business of having ties to Victorian underworld figure Mick Gatto. M1 Traffic Control Queensland is an expansion of the Victorian M Group that was found to be linked to Mr. Gatto by anti-corruption barrister Geoffrey Watson, SC. Senior Counsel Assisting Patrick Wheelahan, KC, said the corporate structure in the ASIC records for M1 Traffic Control Queensland shows similar features to those Watson SC documented. Mr. Wheelahan believes that the money pot of construction programs related to the 2032 Brisbane Olympics may be drawing Mr. Gatto to Queensland. The inquiry's final report will be handed down to the Queensland Government in July.
In national news, over $100 million has been added to the cost of Melbourne's Grand Prix pit lane rebuild after asbestos was discovered at the site. The pit lane building is set to be demolished following Sunday's F1 Grand Prix season opener and replaced with a new building designed to boost hospitality for guests with better event facilities. The initial cost was expected to be around $350 million, but early works in June 2025 detected asbestos in the ground, sending estimated costs soaring. Treasurer of Victoria, Jacqueline Sims, said that due to a contractual agreement, the government had no choice but to pay up. Unfortunately, there is not much you can do apart from dealing with asbestos when you find it to ensure that you're providing a safe workplace and a safe building going forward, Ms. Sims said. Sims promoted the benefits of the race, pointing to the fact that the Grand Prix is a major economic contributor to the state. In other national news, a disabled man in Broome is now facing homelessness following the death of his brother. Michael McCarran has been evicted from the public housing he shared with his brother upon discovering he was not on the home's lease, despite residing in the home for over a decade. Mr. McCarran received a notice to evacuate the home from the Department of Housing and Works in December, following his brother's passing. The Department of Housing and Works said Mr. McCarran was informed that he would not be able to take over the lease for his brother. The state government also turned down Mr. McCarran's request to take over rent. The Department of Housing and Works stated that it would be unfair to allow McCarran to remain in the home any longer, as it would delay others on the waitlist to be housed. McCarran is now on the priority housing waitlist. However, people in Broome on the priority housing waitlist have been advised that housing may take 4 to 7 years to become available.
And in international news, despite previous interest in joining Pillar 2 of the AUKUS Pact, David McGuinty, Canada's defence minister, has claimed that the country is unlikely to form an allegiance. Recently, stronger defence ties have been sought outside the US following the current international climate, with defence and security expected to dominate discussions in Canberra. Canada has pursued defence deals with non-US suppliers, including a $6.5 billion deal with Australia to buy the Jawn Raider system following its 2025 announcement in an attempt to distance itself from America. Canada has urged middle powers, including Australia, to build stronger alliances outside of Chinese and US powers to reduce their influence. And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 AM. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.